This is the perfect time to start a side hustle, and this is also the perfect time to start a podcast about starting a side hustle. Kick it. The dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. This is the Living My Side Hustle podcast.
Hey, welcome back to Living My Side Hustle. Dave here with you. I'm happy to have you back. Hope you're doing well. Hope things are going good for you and your home and your business and your side hustle. And if they're not, then that's why we're here. I'm glad to have you here on Living My Side Hustle. I want to talk today with you about what you need and what you do not need to start your side hustle. Lots of great information here to share with you. Thank you for being here. I love having you back. And then we get to share this time together and talk all things side hustle. It's fun for me, and I hope that you're getting some ideas from this and that you can put these things into practice and it helps you grow your side hustle. There are very few prerequisites to side hustling, and to be successful in using a side hustle to help you grow, there's things that you need. First of all, you need the right frame of mind. Specifically, you need the willingness to learn and to experiment, which can be quite scary. To get the most out of these lessons, you need to be willing to open your mind in a different way and think differently about what you're capable of and what's stopping you from moving forward as you build your side hustle. You also need the willingness to act. So, there's a lot of practical methods out there to get you going, but if you don't act on these practical steps, you'll never see success with your side hustle. If you can get past the mentality that people have that making money outside of their 9-to-5 is really not attainable, if you can get past that mentality, you're already halfway there with your side hustle. Creating income outside of your 9-to-5 is actually within your reach. And luckily, these people who believe that it's not possible are wrong. And let's get this whole mindset out of the way right from the start. You don't need much money to start a side hustle. You don't need to rack up your credit card and spend money you don't have to start a side hustle. You don't need to worry about raising capital or asking people for a loan or going to the bank. You don't need to worry about that stuff. In many cases, when you're starting a side hustle, there's no money upfront required at all. It really comes down to the idea and your determination to see your idea come to light and find a home out there in the world. The other thing I think a lot of people struggle with when they think side hustles is how much time it's going to take. To be fair, it's going to need some time. It's not going to just happen by itself. But the time required to start a side hustle can be minimal. Even with only like 1 hour a day that you can devote to your side hustle, that's enough to get started. And really, you need to be comfortable with that. You don't have to do it all in one day. Plan it out, think it out, and make it work around your schedule. Make your side hustle work for you. You shouldn't have to work for your side hustle. And then you're thinking, well, you know, I'm not a business expert. I don't know everything there is to run a business. I didn't go to school for this. I don't have a business degree or some specialized education. Most business education teaches people how to be a corporate manager and work within the confines of a 9-to-5. That's not going to translate well to someone who's building something from scratch and starting a side hustle. So you don't need the fancy degrees and the letters behind your name to give you permission to start a side hustle. Actually, it's the opposite. Anyone can do this. All you need is the idea and the determination, like I said, to take an idea into the real world. A side hustle is you starting your own business, not running someone else's business. And that's the one thing you got to get out of here. You got to think about this. You go to work, they pay you, and basically they're paying you to put your dreams on hold. They give you the security of a weekly paycheck. They give you benefits. They give you time off with pay. All of those things evaporate the moment you jump out from underneath a 9-to-5 job and try to run things on your own. So instead of hurrying out the door because you have this great idea, let your side hustle build over time. Leverage the training and the skills that you learn at work and reinvest those skills back into your side hustle and let it grow over time and have this in your back pocket. If, like me, three times in a row, I've had to do the walk out to the car with the box of the stuff from the contents of my desk as I've been downsized or replaced or shown the door because someone above me thought I was a number. And that feeling goes away the moment you have a side hustle, because now you're more in charge of what happens to you and you have a little bit more control. So a side hustle is always beneficial in that way. And then you're thinking, well, hey, if I start a side hustle, I got to do everything myself. Maybe I need to hire some employees or assistants or business partners or virtual assistants. You don't. You may want to get help at some point, but you don't need to do that right away. The initial goal is simply to start on your own using your own skills and effort and all of the mistakes you make and all of the things you don't know how to do. That's how you start. Focus on what you know, what you can do, and then add from there. This might seem a little counterproductive, but you actually don't need to be an entrepreneur to have a side hustle. And you're like, wait, what did you just say? Yeah, you actually don't need to be an entrepreneur to start a side hustle. Even if you have zero experience working for yourself, you are a resourceful person. You figure things out. You don't take no. You learn, you grow, you change, you find out what you don't know, and you learn and put those skills into who you are. You are a resourceful person. You can do this. You don't need permission. You don't need a degree. You don't need to go to class. All you need to do is figure out what you don't know and learn those lessons. It's actually funny that some of the things that we talk about when we talk about starting a side hustle can be a detriment to us. The money, the abundance of free time, the education, they can actually derail you from your plan. If you have money to spend, you'll spend it. If you have an abundance of free time, you'll waste it. Whatever you've learned about business in school can sidetrack you or prevent you from taking the simple steps you need to turn your idea into action. At some point, it may be wise to expand your team, but when you have to do everything yourself, you'll have to stick to what's essential. And that's a great lesson to learn so that when you do have a team in the future, you know what it takes to be a success. I think the big thing that I've been noticing on my side hustle journey is that once you acquire the skill of idea generation, just coming up with the idea for some people is a big thing. And some people are afraid of that. But you're different. Ideas come to you. Once you acquire that skill of creating ideas, you'll have no problem coming up with ideas whenever you need them. When you master the skill of making ideas happen, you'll be able to convert those ideas into income-producing assets that work for you. It's a banking thing, assets and liabilities, accounting, right? One helps you, one hurts you. So turn your ideas into assets. So one of the things I'm learning right now is framed around a 5-week objectives and stages to kind of work through for your side hustle in order, week 1 all the way to week 5, as you kind of plan out your side hustle. So here they are, and here's what I'm working through and what I'm learning. I wanted to share it with you. Maybe this could be helpful for you. But for week 1, here's the objective for each week. Week 1, learn to generate profitable ideas. Carry a notepad with you, a pen, your phone, record it, document it, but learn to generate profitable ideas. Just do it. Just start dreaming out loud. And then week 2, select your best idea. Not all the all ideas are equal in value or the ability to make them come to life. So select your best idea. And then week 3, prepare to share your best idea with the right group of people. Who and Make sure you're careful who you pick as who your right group of people are. Don't pick people who are yes people, but pick people that challenge your thoughts and challenge you. And then week four is to launch, probably before you're ready. And that's the scary part. Launch your idea and track your results. You will learn quickly if it's good or if it's bad. And I know working in corporate for many years, we would launch things out into the stores or into the public, and we would monitor. We would watch the results and then quickly adjust. If we were on the wrong path, we would scrap the idea, tweak it, modify it, and move to the next idea. But we never stopped dreaming, never stopped implementing, and never stopped moving forward. It's easy to fail, but if you fail forward, at least you're moving in a direction. And if you don't move forward, you're stuck. So think about what you can do and what you can put in place by just dreaming out loud. And then week five is just regroup and refine. Review your steps from 1 to 5, your week 1 to 5, and just recap it and see, are you on the right path? And by following simple things like this, it can really help you to set up some success for you and as you plan out your side hustle. There was two questions I heard at a recent talk online, and the questions were, one, do you like the idea of having more than one source of income? Yes or no? And number two, are you willing to devote at least 30 minutes a day to building your side hustle for at least the next 27 days? Are you? What are your answers to those questions? Do you like the idea of having more than one source of income? Would that benefit you? And are you willing to devote at least 30 minutes a day to building your side hustle for the next month? Are you willing to make that investment in you? And is that the result you're looking for? If it is, congratulations, you're on the path of starting your side hustle. And by listening to the episodes previously here on Living My Side Hustle, you'll hear other people giving examples of what they did to take their current situation and make it better by throwing something at the wall and seeing if it stuck. And it did, and it worked. And had they never tried, they would have never known. And I think that's one of the things you can put into place by listening through the podcast, by doing research and finding a great book online that you can listen to and or read and get some encouragement from other people out there in the world. And if you know an author or a book that has given you inspiration, I would love to invite that author onto this podcast and pick their brain and get some insight from them about their side hustle ideas and how we can help others. So if you know somebody like that, or you've been inspired by someone, I'd love to use your reference and your recommendation to get them on the show. And if it's you and you've written a book on living your side hustle and how we can do it better, you're the perfect guest to be here on the show. LivingMySideHustle.com is the website. And I would love to talk to you and have you on the show. If you have a side hustle, you're welcome here as well. And I'd love to have you come on and share your story and inspire others to start their side hustle and grow it one step at a time. And having you here on the podcast will be an amazing thing. So the door's open for you. The door's open for anyone who has inspired you. And I would love to have you come back for the next episode here on Living My Side Hustle. And looking forward to sharing more with you around how you can get away from that 9-to-5. And work your way into some independence and some security of running your own show. And it's despite all of the things you think you can't do, there's a lot of things you can. And I hope this episode inspires you to think and plan and grow your side hustle. Thanks for listening.
Hey parents, if you're anything like me, balancing screen time for our kids is a constant struggle. That's why I want to share a little secret with you. KidsPod, a revolutionary app where podcasts aren't just for adults anymore. KidsPod offers a treasure trove of kid-friendly podcasts making it super easy and safe for your little ones to explore, learn, and be entertained without staring at a screen. And the best part? It's completely free to download. Empower their imagination and curiosity with content that's made just for them. Download the KidsPod app today, because podcasts are for kids too.